with mandates to limit land application of poultry waste. In both the White and Illinois River watersheds, farmers have been forced to stockpile tons of poultry litter, a mixture of rice hulls and wood shavings and chicken manure, in covered sheds. Only at scheduled intervals, depending on the weather, are they allowed to spread it on top of cattle pastures. Most Ozark poultry farmers also raise beef cattle as a sideline because the waste litter provides excellent nutrients to the soil. To deal with the litter glut, industrialists have pitched building a giant incinerator here to burn millions of tons of it to generate electricity. Certain poultry producers are testing small furnaces burning litter to heat their chicken houses, and yet others are looking at ways to market the waste as a commercial soil amendment. But Daniel Pote has found a solution for poultry litter application.
If we could place it under the surface in very shallow trenches and cover it up, and when I say shallow, I'm talking only about 3 inches deep. It's right down in the root zone of the crop, but it's not exposed to the atmosphere.
Daniel Pote is an agronomist, a soil scientist with USDA's research service based at the Dale Bumper Small Farms Research Center in Boonville. He and his colleague, Stephen Holler, a research technician at the center, have developed alternatives to conventional use of poultry litter as a crop fertilizer.
It's been used as a nutrient source primarily in this part of the country on pastures, because that's beef pastures are the main kind of agriculture we have besides poultry. The problem with the way we've had to spread it on pastures is it always has to be put on the surface. You can't just plow up a pasture. Of course, you'd mess up your crop. So by putting it on top, what we do is leave the nutrients completely exposed to the atmosphere. There's two major problems that come from this. One is the nitrogen would tend to simply evaporate into the atmosphere as ammonia. In some cases, under certain atmospheric conditions, you might lose as much as 50% of your nitrogen before the crop would ever have a chance to see it. The other thing that can happen is when it's lying on the surface of the ground, if there's a major runoff event, a big rainstorm of some type, a lot of the nutrients just wash off the field into nearby streams and lakes. And of course, nutrients in a lake can cause a problem, because there they fertilize an algae crop, which can cause serious water quality problems. So what we're trying to do is help the farmers by providing an option that they can hopefully make better use of those nutrients, use them more efficiently by keeping them on the field, keeping them where the crop can use them instead of losing them into the streams.
4 years ago, they started fashioning a farm implement poultry litter subsurface applicator, nicknamed the Subsurfer.
Dr. Tom Way down at the National Soil Dynamics Lab in Auburn, Alabama, had developed a prototype machine that had only one single shank, that is, it would only make one trench at a time. And he was using this for row crops to put litter under the surface. So we asked him if he could come up to Arkansas and let us try it on pastures. And he was willing to do that. We worked with him. We did some research with that machine and found that mechanical subsurface application provided the same benefits that manual application showed us. That is, it would prevent more than 90% of the nutrient loss and runoff in the first rain event after a litter application. And it would also prevent the nitrogen from volatilizing as ammonia.
And that's a big deal for neighbors living near poultry farms. The litter that's typically spread on pastures stinks for days and may impair air quality. Typically 2.5 tons of litter are surface applied per acre, but the Subsurfer would apply half that for the same amount of productivity, depending on the soil chemistry. And some crop yields may even increase, Pote said. The 4-ton tractor-drawn implement holds a large litter hopper.
And we designed a machine then with a 12-inch row spacing that's fixed at that width. And we can put 5 tons of litter into this machine at a time. It does not require any kind of pre-grinding or pre-treatment. We can load it right out of the house. It does require that the litter be fairly dry so that it's not a sticky consistency. It makes parallel trenches across the soil surface that are about 3 inches deep and 2 inches wide. We fill those trenches almost to the top with litter and then cover it over with soil so that there are just narrow bands of litter under the surface down in the root zone of the grass. We often get a question about will this work in rocky soils, and the answer is yes. We have tested some in the past that used sliding blades that tended to pull rocks up a bit, but the one we have now is a double disc opener. It's really very similar to no-till technology for planters in the way it puts litter under the surface. It simply has a leading coulter that slices the soil, a double disc opener that creates the trench opening, and then an auger system inside the machine actually feeds the litter, grinds it as it moves it forward, and drops it down through some chutes so that it falls right between those double discs and right into the trench. And then a closing wheel follows behind and covers it up.
Along with no-till corn and cotton crops in Mississippi and Kentucky, the device has been tested on Bermuda and fescue plots in the Ozarks. The litter was both spread and injected by the subsurfer. Simulated rain was applied, and Pote found less than 10% of the nutrients leached out in the trenched plot. Plus, the injected litter remained more fixed, Pote said.
We can get more production from the same amount of litter. We're no longer losing a good portion of the nitrogen when we apply it. And we also keep the nitrogen and phosphorus in a much more favorable ratio compared to what plants require. Normally, litter has far more phosphorus compared to the nitrogen than what a plant needs. And that excess phosphorus tends to accumulate and build up in the soil. And you may have heard stories in the news about the accumulation of soil phosphorus levels and high soil to SP. Well, this would tend to slow down that process because it allows the nitrogen to remain in the litter and keep the ratio a bit more favorable for crops. Now, there would still be some phosphorus accumulation, but it would slow that process down quite a bit.
Pote and Haller are building new prototypes of the subsurfer, while the USDA Agricultural Research Service, for which Pote works, has secured a U.S. patent on the implement and are seeking an international patent. They've also found a manufacturer.
Yes, Barron & Brothers International, a company out of Cornelia, Georgia, has applied for a license to manufacture this and has reached an agreement with USDA for the manufacturing rights. So they will be producing these newer prototypes that are coming out now, and they are hoping that if everything with the field testing goes well, that they may be ready for commercial production within about a year.
Poultry scientists working in other high poultry production watersheds to prevent litter pollution have shown a lot of interest in the subsurfer.
So five universities in the states of Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, New York, and Pennsylvania have all obtained grant funding to get advanced prototypes that they can use for doing more field testing on farmers' fields there in that area. And right now we're in the process of getting those new prototypes built. So hopefully they'll be able to test them this spring and summer, and we'll get some further information on widespread use on a lot of acreage.
But funding for this first prototype has come from inside Arkansas.
We were in need of some funding to build that first big prototype, and so I need to thank the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission. They put up approximately 90% of the funding that we needed to build this first prototype and help us really move this technology forward.
And for good reason. Since 1990, the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission has served as the lead agency for the Arkansas Non-Point Source Pollution Management Program. One of its primary concerns? Mitigating the ecological impact from animal agriculture runoff. And for good reason, since 1990, the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission has served as the lead agency for the Arkansas Non-Point Source Pollution Management Program. One of its primary concerns? Mitigating the ecological impact from animal agriculture runoff. And the Oklahoma Attorney General-elect, Scott Pruitt, has reportedly said he intends to review the pending lawsuit as soon as he takes office next year. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.